This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Two Palestinians are dead as tens of thousands of Palestinian protesters gathered at a border fence between Gaza and Israel for the one-year anniversary of weekly protest along the border fence. The Israeli army said the protesters threw stones and explosive devices towards the border. They also lit tires on fire. VOA's Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Dozens of ambulances crisscross the area near the border fence between the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza and Israel in anticipation of casualties from Saturday's demonstration. Arab media reported that two young men were killed and dozens were wounded by gunfire. Live video on Arab news channels showed clusters of young men hovering near the border fence as a sandstorm covered the region. Arab media reported that several thousand security forces belonging to Hamas were stationed in the area.
That's VOA's Edward Uranian reporting. 33 protesters were reported wounded. Egypt is attempting to craft a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. The number of Mozambique cyclone survivors who've contracted cholera has risen dramatically. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say the number of cases in Mozambique has jumped to more than 270, nearly twice the amount recorded the day before. Aid group Doctors Without Borders says it's seeing some 200 likely cholera cases per day in the port city Beira alone, where relief workers are hurrying to restore the damaged water system. The Portuguese news agency Lusa says so far no cholera deaths have been confirmed, but the group has pushed up the death toll in central Mozambique from the cyclone to just over 500 in general. Authorities have warned the toll is highly preliminary as floodwaters recede and reveal more bodies. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Aid agencies are working to prevent another cholera epidemic in war-torn Yemen. This is VOA News.